Imagine making a fitness bet with a friend. You agree to pay the stiff financial penalty if you don't hit a specific weight loss goal by the end of the year.
Right, a classic commitment contract.
Exactly. But consider the extremes. What if the goal is to lose like 1 single pound in 12 months? Or conversely, to drop 50 pounds in 4 weeks?
Well, in either of those extreme scenarios, the behavioral motivation just completely evaporates. I mean, the outcome is mathematically guaranteed before you even start sweating.
Yeah, you either know you'll win without trying or fail no matter how hard you work, so you just stay on the couch.
Exactly.
So today's deep dive looks at whether this exact behavioral trap is currently compromising multi-billion dollar corporate finance. We are analyzing a 2026 paper from Energy Economics that pulls apart the hidden math of sustainability-linked bonds, or SLBs, to see if they actually reward companies for going green.
Right. And the premise of an SLB is actually pretty straightforward. A company issues debt, but they commit to a specific sustainability target, like, cutting emissions. And if they miss that target by a set evaluation date, they get hit with a penalty. It's typically a step up in the interest they have to pay investors.
But wait, here's my initial assumption. If I'm a company and I commit to a brutally hard, wildly ambitious green target, investors should just throw cheap money at me right out of the gate. Like, high ambition should equal lower borrowing costs to reward the effort.
I mean, that is the standard market intuition, and it is exactly what rating agencies push for all the time. But the paper proves that intuition is mathematically false.
Wait, really?
Yeah, the relationship between target ambition and financing costs is actually non-monotonic, meaning it forms a hump or a trough on a graph rather than a straight line.
Okay, walk me through the mechanics of that. Why wouldn't pushing for the absolute highest target result in the best financial reward?
Think about the SLB contract as a standard bond that's glued to a digital financial option. Because the penalty is binary. You either hit the target or you don't. The options value relies entirely on uncertainty. So if a target is insanely ambitious, the market knows failure is a virtual certainty.
Wait, I'm stuck on something here. If I'm an investor buying this bond and I know the company will fail and trigger the penalty, isn't that a good thing for me? Like, I get a guaranteed higher payout. Why does the paper frame this as a trap?
Because it completely destroys the greenium.
The greenium.
Yeah, investors usually accept a slightly lower yield, that green discount, to support sustainable assets. But markets price bonds based on risk. When failure is 100% certain, there is no risk or uncertainty left in that digital option.
Oh, wow.
Exactly. The market immediately prices that guaranteed future penalty directly into the bond's baseline yield.
Oh, I see. The math forces the yield back up automatically, which erases the discount the company was supposed to get for being ambitious.
Yes. By demanding a hyper-ambitious target, investors accidentally kill the financial reward they were trying to offer in the first place. And the SLB just reverts to being a regular higher-priced bond.
That is wild.
And furthermore, it creates a massive problem for the company's internal decision-making.
Right, because if the greenium is dead on arrival for these hyper-ambitious bonds, what happens to the company's motivation after they have the cash in the bank? Does this math trap kill their ongoing green efforts too?
It does. And the paper quantifies this using something called the MREP, the marginal reduction in expected penalty.
Okay, MREP.
This metric calculates the actual financial benefit a company gets for spending one extra dollar on sustainability, say, halfway through the bond's lifespan.
So if a company is 3 years into a 5-year bond, they run the numbers and realize they are just miles away from this impossible target. Does their MREP drop to zero?
It vanishes completely. The penalty is already baked into their financial reality.
Yeah.
Spending capital to try and hit an unreachable goal just burns cash for absolutely no return. Their incentive to make any actual environmental improvements is just gone.
Yeah.
And it works on the low end too, If the target was too easy and they know they've already cleared it, spending extra money on going greener also offers zero financial return.
The structure of the contract completely overrides the intention behind it. An opportunistic issuer could theoretically manipulate their target difficulty to hit the mathematical sweet spot of the bond yield, reducing their financing costs while actually becoming less sustainable.
Yeah, it proves that good intentions simply do not survive broken math.
Which leaves you with something much bigger to consider. We see this mathematical flaw breaking corporate pledges, but what about the macro level?
Yeah, the big picture.
Exactly. If demanding, hyper-ambitious, almost impossible targets destroys the practical motivation to achieve them, are the massive international carbon treaties governments are signing right now doomed by this exact same penalty trap? If the goals are impossible, have we already guaranteed the failure?